Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great day. This is episode number 428. And in the studio with me from Brandface is Tanya Eberhart. And also by phone from Georgia, Michael Carr of Brandface. All right. Now, before we bring them on, I'd like to remind folks, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And please go to my office Facebook page and like us. Also, past episodes, complete with video, are all available at thereasonswesmile.com. What we want to do, let me just introduce you a little bit to Brandface and to the people that are on the show with me today. Brandface is a book series, speaking series, and marketing program for entrepreneurs, business owners, and real estate professionals who wish to become the face of their business and a star in their industry. This exclusive and personalized system helps clients develop their unique point of differentiation and market an ironclad brand across multiple marketing platforms. The goal is to brand them as an authority in their field and help them gain the number one spot in their market. So if you own a business or you want to own a business, you might want to pay attention today. So Tanya Eberhart, who is the founder, is a speaker, author, and agent to business stars. Her mantra is, people don't do business with a logo, they do business with a person. She has a long, successful track record in marketing and personal branding and has branded both companies and individuals in various industries for over 25 years. Tanya's exclusive brand face concepts combine personal branding with integrated marketing and are designed to produce business stars. She's the author of Brand Face, the original book in the series, and co-author of Brand Face for Real Estate Professionals, along with her business partner, Michael. Tanya lives in Columbus, and as I mentioned, Michael lives in Atlanta, Georgia. So Michael Carr, who's also a partner, is America's top-selling real estate auctioneer. His company includes three divisions, auctioneer, real estate brokerage, and home improvement. He's a licensed broker and auctioneer in 27 states and has been actively involved in over 68,000 real estate transactions. Michael began his brand face journey in 2013 and executed brand face concepts so well that he has transformed his business to become a sought-after brand in North Georgia. He believed in the concept so much that he became the co-author of Brand Face for Real Estate Professionals and eventually a partner in the company. Michael lives in Jefferson, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. Hey, Michael and Tanya, thank you so much for being on the show.
Good morning, Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
How are you?
Beautiful. Excellent. Good morning.
So we have 68,000 transactions. How do you keep track? Do you have like a little clicker that like...
I did think of that before. Tanya and I played around with that idea, but... No, it was during the late unpleasantness in the real estate, residential real estate market. I just was a broker for a major auction company that sold a lot of REOs.
Okay, which means real estate owned, which means ones that didn't sell at sheriff's sale.
Yes.
How'd I know that?
Dr. Kvitko is an investor himself.
Because you're the world's most interesting dentist.
Anyway, yeah, I do own some property, and it can be interesting. So, believe me, it can be interesting, some of the crazy things we run into. So, Tanya, we work with entrepreneurs, business owners, and real estate professionals to help them, you know, in the face of their business and start. But you don't have to be a business owner to have a personal brand. So, I understand that. In fact, we talked about that off the air, but tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I believe, you know, everybody really has a personal brand already. You know, in fact, they're kind of like smiles.
Some is salty, some is curmudgeonly, right?
Right, exactly, exactly. But, you know, if you think of it that way, whether you're a receptionist or you're an entrepreneur, you own a business or you, you know, run a department, you do have a personal brand, and that is reflected in pretty much everything you do. I think it's that most of us don't really realize that. And once we do realize that, you know, we try and come up with ways to enhance that personal brand to make it, you know, representative of who we really are.
Right. I was at dinner, I think it was a couple of days ago, and my server, my wife and I were there, our server, was just awesome. She has this bubbly personality, a beautiful smile, and she'd look you right in the eye with that big smile. And, you know, I never, almost never take the time to do those questionnaires that they, you know, when you pay, they say, oh, and if you go in the next 48 hours and do a survey, then you'll enter your name to win something. And since I never win, I just don't usually bother. But in this instance, I made a point of going and doing the survey because of her, I'm going to call it an aura. It's what this force field that we all give off, right?
Right.
And some of us, it's that positive energy, and some of us, it's that don't bother me energy. And if you want to get ahead, you need to make sure your aura is open, inviting, bubbly, smiling, right?
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of what Michael and I teach is the authenticity behind our brand too. And I think that, you know, who we really are should come out in our brand. And a lot of times that is reflected in that aura, as you say. And so, you know, also in, you know, in the smiles.
Yeah. You know, there's this, there's this thing, I think it's called the Brain Game. It was on television and they were talking about smiles, and it had something like 10 people smiling and says, can you pick the real smile from the 9 fake ones? And there's this thing called the Duchenne smile. And of course, as a dentist, I can see that, and I can, and what it is when you smile and the, on the outside of your eyes where it kind of, not crinkles in a certain way. We don't want to think of having lines, I guess, on our face, but there's a way of telling a real smile from a fake one. So you can't fake it in life.
Right. As people will say, you know, you can always tell the smile by the eyes. You know,
yeah,
is it genuine?
And it's called the Duchenne smile.
Never knew that. We learned something this morning.
Yeah, I don't know if it must have been Dr. Duchenne. I didn't do that research. So tell me, what exactly is it that you do with your clients? Do you like put them in a rubber room? Do you hold them down and beat them on the head?
Only if we have to,
right?
Make
them brush their teeth if they don't already?
Well, we would hope they would start there, right? So, you know, what we do first when we help someone with their personal brand is we look at their point of differentiation, and most people will honestly say they don't know what that is sometimes. And so we look for what's different, not better, because we believe that better is subjective. What might be better to you might not be better to me or Michael, but different is inarguable.
Okay.
And so we try to position someone based on their difference, and then we help them determine what that brand looks like, feels like, sounds like. And I'll let, you know, Michael, you know, talk about the specific things we help them develop.
He's the one that holds them down and brushes their teeth. Right, Michael?
only when necessary. Yeah.
Well, you know, it is pretty hard to have this wonderful aura if you have Billy Bob teeth. So, although I'm kidding, I'm not really.
True.
Exactly, right.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, we find in the positioning, we give them a personal tagline, because that's the first way to identify your point of differentiation.
Okay.
For instance, and let me interrupt you here 1 second, Michael. Michael's personal tagline is America's top-selling real estate auctioneer.
Okay. But that's something you have to earn, not just give yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Michael. Sorry.
Yes, definitely. And in that case, we knew that was a situation that I was fortunate enough to be involved in that gave me that tagline. And sometimes that's the case. And in other times, it's based specifically on other talents and simply the thing that makes a person different. And then we when we put them through the program, we go through photo shoots. We teach them how to professionally pull out that point of differentiation in their photo shoot, which then we try to plaster everywhere that we can. Our official brand face photographer actually is there in Columbus, Shannon Williams.
Yeah.
Shannon Williams Photography.
I've used Shannon Williams. I think I found them first.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And into branding images and elements like logos, background photos, things like that, that you'll also incorporate into all of your advertising and branding. We help you pick that out. And the content, we lead you in some content that will help demonstrate that expertise that the photo shoot and the tagline and point of differentiation is. And so that way it can be clearly defined not only in what they say or what people read about them, but also what they see. Okay. And then we help them display that brand consistently, which is the other key, as you know, to recognition. You have to consistently put that out
right
at every turn.
People actually have to see it. Having a picture that's sitting in your drawer isn't going to help anybody.
Exactly.
Very true.
Hey, we always do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day each week. And when I was reading the bios that we started off the show, it talked about how people don't do business with a logo. This is what your mantra is. People don't do business with a logo. They do business with a person. And so that's something you might want to remember when we come back from this little thing that you have to listen to before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weisstember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question is, my guest today, Tana Eberhardt and Michael Carr of Brandface, believe that people don't do business with a logo, they do business with a, is it A, website, B, telephone, C, Facebook page, or D, person. All right. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9222.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2 minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
All right, we are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Tom, Carrie, Linda, Erica, and I'm going to ask Tanya to pick a number between 1 and 4.
Let's go with 3.
3? That would be Linda. Hey, Linda, how are you today?
Good morning. Good.
Hey, thank you so much for listening and for calling in. What is the answer to today's Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
It is D, a person.
That's right. You probably knew that, didn't you? Or had you not thought about it?
I'm sorry?
You probably knew that, or had you not really thought about it?
I guess maybe I didn't really think about it.
That means you learned something, Linda, right?
Thank you.
I don't know if she heard. Okay, so Linda, what do you do for a living?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you do for a living?
Customer service.
Okay, then you should know all about this.
That's right, Linda. Your personal brand is really important in customer service.
Yes, it is.
And I'm sure that's why you got the job. So, hey, hang on the line so we can get your info, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sounds awesome. Thank you. All right. So, now, you know what? The other day, Tanya and Michael, I walked into the room. It was a new patient. She'd been somewhere else, and she was thinking about, you know what it was? She was a patient of a dentist whose practice I bought, but I'd never met her. And it's been almost a year since I did it. So she was looking to go to somebody else because, you know, nobody likes to go to the new guy, right?
Right.
Even though I've been doing it for 35 years. And but she didn't find anybody, and she had an issue, and so she thought she was going to come in and give me a try. Actually, my staff talked her into it, I think. So I walk in the treatment room for the first time, and she kind of giggled a little bit, and she put her hands up to her face, and she goes, "Oh my goodness, you look just like you do on TV."
Love it.
And so this is what you're talking about, having that face recognition, brand face, right?
Right, exactly. You know, when we talk about the difference in doing business with a logo versus a person, it is really that the whole brand face approach is what gives that personal connection between a company, you know, owner or face of the brand and their customers.
So she was already at my office when this happened. So I'm not sure if my quote branding is what brought her in, but it certainly maybe helped reel her in, right? But how does all of this help your clients grow their business when you put together this package that Michael talked about, which had all the photo shoot and it had the images and the content and the all of that stuff?
Sure. Well, if you do it right, and you put the right image and brand out there that give people a certain feeling about you, when you walk into a room, it's a perfect example of what you just said. That, number one, that familiarity factor is there. They feel like they already know you.
Right.
And if they like what they've seen of you thus far, then they'll also have that trust factor too. And that's worth more than gold. You know, when you walk into a room and someone already knows who you are by the image that you've put out there.
So Michael, how did becoming a brand face client, I guess, help your business? I mean, what was it that changed?
Ooh, everything.
Everything?
Yeah. I don't know how much you want me to get into it. There is a I'll tell you a story, just like what you just said. I walk into a restaurant in Jefferson the other day just to pick up a sandwich for the office, and a lady came up to me that was also a customer at that same sandwich shop. I did not recognize her, and she came up to me and said, surely you can sell my house. And I said, oh, absolutely, we can sell your house. How did you hear about us? And she began to tell about, you know, the different branding elements that Tanya and I have incorporated in my business since day one. And I think that the biggest thing that it does for growing business owners is it gives them an opportunity to be the face of their brand and to portray if you will, a corporate mentality that mm-hmm. can permeate through the rest of the company. Much like your staff probably talking, that you know, overcoming the obstacles that patient of yours might have had at the beginning, and they in your concept in the way you would approach every patient is the same way I try to approach every client, even though a lot of times I can't touch every client or I can't meet every client. But I can still, through the brand face concepts, I can still portray to those clients and potential clients exactly how I would treat them if I could work with every one of them. I wish I could, but you know, we're hemmed in by time. Right?
Yeah.
But every one of my agents know that is our company policy, and we're going to treat all of those customers the exact way that I would if I could touch every one of them. And then brand face helps people to understand that long before they pick up the phone to call us or come by the office to see us.
Okay, awesome. Hey, we have to go to a break, and you guys can hang with us, right?
You bet.
Good.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of dentists and the dark.
All right, if you are just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 428. And today, with me in the studio from Brand Face is Tanya Eberhardt, and on the phone from Jefferson, Georgia, Michael Carr of Brand Face. All right, so tell me, I'm just curious, how did you guys come to work together?
Oh, I'm going to let Michael tackle that one.
I had this small little real estate office in Jefferson, and we were trying to get it off the ground. I had been a broker for years since 2000, but left that part of my business aside for a little while to go after lower hanging fruit. And but I knew that I wanted a brand and an image, although I did not know to even use those two words. But I knew that online presence was very important, and there were some elements that I needed to incorporate to get us going. And I had gone through, I don't know, 4 or 5 different marketing agents, if you will, trying to get that concept across, and with very little success. And I had an agent that came on board with us, and she kept saying, "Oh, you've got to talk to my niece. She's in Ohio and she has a marketing company." And I just kept putting it off. And I was real nice to Miss Carolyn. I was just like, I might get around to calling her. Thank you. Because I was sort of jaded right. to the idea. And then one day I get a phone call from Tanya. And Tanya says, "Hey, I'm Tanya Eberhardt and from Brand Face. And my Aunt Carolyn says that I'm supposed to call you." And the whole time, Carolyn kept telling me, Tanya's waiting on your phone call. You're supposed to be calling Tanya.
She's a crafty one.
She is a crafty one. And so we sort of got duped into a great relationship. And I was I have to admit, and it's still funny to this day, I was very hard on Tanya. I was like, nope. Look, you're probably a wonderful person. Carolyn's a wonderful person. You know, I love y'all to death. That's great. But I don't even have time to focus on this.
Oh, wait, let me say what you actually said. You said, I've been through four or five others just like you. I don't need another one. And why I continued to stay on the phone with you after that, I really don't know, but here we are.
When you hear it back, it sounds so much different than when put out. But it's so true, and Tanya, but I give it to her. It is part of, and then it also permeates again through every other concept. Tanya knew what she knew, and she knew that she was right. She knew it would work, and she was diligent about it. And finally, what it boiled down to after 2 months of interviews and back and forth and what can you do for me and how's this going to help me and why are you different and all of that, she finally said, look, I don't know what else to tell you, Michael. You're just going to have to trust me.
Okay.
And I was in San Bernardino, California when she said that. And I said, you know what? Okay, I'll do it. And it's been an incredible decision. We went through the pain of the brand face program at first. You know, it's not painful. I shouldn't have said it that way, but it's, you know, content, things like that.
Right.
One of the things I told her was, hey, I don't have any more time to do anything. She's like, yeah, you do. You'll find the time and I'll help you. And
awesome.
I'm sure she said the same thing to you, Dr.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the people that you've worked with locally. Tanya?
Okay, sure. I'm sure some of you listening in this area will know Ron Greenbaum, the basement doctor.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been working with him for several years now. He is also a fantastic friend. And a little teaser here, he's also going to be a co-author in the next book, Brand Face book series, which will be Brand Face for Home Improvement Professionals. And that should be coming out in May. And then there's another client here, Mia Torres is her name, and she owns Signs and Designs by Mia, fantastic sign company. She specializes in floor murals, wall murals, and vehicle wraps.
Cool.
Also, a name you might recognize, certainly a company you recognize, Kip Morse, who is the president of the Better Business Bureau here in Central Ohio, has
okay.
been a client as well.
And then who's your favorite client?
Well, my favorite would have to be Dr. Kavitko.
You see how I set her up for that?
You didn't even have to set me up, Dr. K.
That's funny.
It's been a pleasure working with you, the world's most interesting dentist.
And if you are listening and you are a business owner or thinking of becoming one, you really ought to think about working with Tanya. How do they reach you, Tanya and Marco? How do they reach you guys?
They can visit us at brandfacestar.com.
Okay, brandfacestar.com. We have 30 seconds. So tell me three things that make you smile, Tanya, or two, and Michael the same.
Okay, let's do two here.
Okay.
Definitely spending time with my two kids, Chuck and Katie. They are wonderful. And then the other is when our clients call us very excited that they have been recognized as a brand and an authority. We love to get those kind of phone calls. They're almost like giddy children.
And Michael, 20 seconds, maybe just two.
Easy. My children, watching them develop and grow, and then my wonderful partner. Blessed to be a part.
Awesome. That's great.
Blessed to have you.
Well, you know what? That's all the time we have today. Next week, live in the studio with me will be Jeffrey Dameron of the awesome charity A Kid Again that puts smiles on the faces of thousands of children each year. I think the show is sure to be going to be putting a smile on your face, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Dope.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.
In relation to the people we help, you know, they're 3, 4, 5 years away
Hello,
from
everyone.
Retirement,
Welcome
or
to the Reasons
some
We
even
Smile.
6 months. There's people we've helped retire that we've never met with, but